All right, let's go to our Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Jason Cole joins us. Talk some NFL. How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
What in the world? You couldn't put up 70 points on an NFL team if you really tried to do it, and yet Miami did it. What do you make of a 50-point loss for the Broncos and a 50-point win for the Dolphins on the flip side of it?
Look, the Broncos are in major transition. They're trying to make a decision on whether a quarterback is good enough to keep them in the games, all that kind of stuff, right? So there's a lot going on with the Broncos that you don't like, from a are they going to be any good this season basis. And so there are hard decisions. And when that happens, you have a lot of guys who are disinterested, not sure where they stand. And games can snowball. And so yesterday snowballed. It's, you know, they playing in Miami at this time of the year is tough to begin with. Going against a team that has as much speed as the Dolphins is tough as well. And then you get a disinterested team, you know, and that's not putting out high effort and is not sure. You know, guys are sitting there going, am I even going to be here next year?
Right.
Am I in their plans? And that includes the quarterback, right? Even though he may not have been the biggest problem yesterday, but, you know, like, there's a lot of doubt there. And then, you know, one of your better players, Courtland Sutton, has just an awful game. I mean, he had the one touchdown early in the game, but he has the two fumbles, the drop touchdown pass. I think it was just one of those games that got out of control, and it happens. I've seen it. You know, I saw the, you know, years ago, the 49ers lost a game 49-3 in the playoffs against the Giants. I remember that game. And they weren't really 46 points worse than the Giants.
Right.
They just had one of those awful days. And I think this was one of those historic awful days for a team that is in a bad position right now.
You wrote a book about Elway, A Relentless Life. So you got it not only on Elway, but the organization. And what do you make of these last 7 years or so where this team has not found a quarterback? They can't find the right coach. They are losing games like this. They haven't made the playoffs. This is not an organization that has historically been like this. They've always, even with before Elway, they've always kind of been around competitive. And what, how do you process what the Broncos have gone through since Peyton Manning and that defense won the Super Bowl 7 years ago?
Well, I mean, the primary, they still had talent after Peyton retired. But, yeah, they didn't find a quarterback. And they went through a lot of guys. You know, Paxton Lynch. You know, we can go on and on. You know, Brock Osweiler came back after he left as a free agent. You know, it was instability. And so John Elway, you know, helped get Peyton Manning there, but he couldn't pick another quarterback. Well, that means you get in line with thousands of other general managers who've never found quarterbacks. I mean, really, in the history of the league, there aren't very many executives who picked out, who are consistently picking out great quarterbacks. It just doesn't happen. I think there's only one guy, Ernie Accorsi, who picked two quarterbacks who won Super Bowls. That was Eli Manning, and he picked Elway. He didn't have Elway play for him, but he picked him, right? So, you know, it's, look, picking that position is the hardest thing in all sports to do. And that's not an excuse for John Elway. John Elway had a fabulous first 5 years as a GM and then failed to do the one thing that is the hardest thing to do. And they have suffered as a result. But, you know, then they went and got Russell Wilson. And that's just so far been just a staggering failure.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if it's going to work with Sean Payton at this stage of his career. But, you know, Russell's got a lot of work to do. I mean, there's still some time, sometimes he flashes. But more often than not, it's not running smoothly.
Let's go around the league to some other teams. What if you were the Jets, where would you start? Would you try to make it work with Zach Wilson that's clearly not working, or would you be on the phone trying to figure out where your next step is?
It's a really tough one because you're going to have to overpay for a quarterback. And, like, I don't think you can just drop a quarterback into your team and, oh, okay, everything functions well.
Right.
It's a reps position, right? You need to know how do the guys who play receiver, how do they work with you? You know, what's their body language, right? You know, like, you know, how do they, you know, do you even know the offense? Can you call plays out and remember what the plays are? Now, you can do some things to dummy it up and overcome that. But when you do dummy it up and try to overcome that, inevitably what happens with on teams is that you're running a smaller playbook. You're running, you know, only a handful of things that work, and other teams figure that out pretty quickly. So I don't know if there's any kind of easy solution here. Yeah, sure, Kirk Cousins may be available. Ryan Tannehill may be available. They're going to hold you up, you know, if you're desperate like that. Yesterday, to me, and again, I don't know that Zach Wilson's ever going to be any good, but if you're going to have him play quarterback, you better let him wing it. You know, playing this conservative, okay, we're going to run and try and do all these. That's just not working. You have to score in this league. And so if you drafted this kid and he's your guy, you have to ride with him. And you have to let him at least try to make some plays for you and put some points on the board. Because the way they're trying to play, you know, so conservatively and so close to the vest, it just puts way too much pressure on your defense. And even the best defenses in this league in today's NFL, they give up points because that's the way this game is designed.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at the way running backs get devalued and what, and it's kind of going in another direction. I want to ask you about Dallas real quick. Is there a larger thing here where a Cowboy fan is probably not surprised that they would lose a game like this? It happens all the time to them where they impress and then they have the one moment where you go, I'm not sure now. Is that the case yesterday with what happened in Arizona?
It is the Cowboy mentality forever.
Right.
I said it after they won their opening game. I was on another show, another nighttime show, and I said, okay, yeah, Jerry's probably made reservations for the Super Bowl now after they won 40-0.
Right.
Like that's just their mentality. The Cowboys inevitably get ahead of themselves every single time they have a decent team. And it's the fans and it's the team, it's the owner. Like they just can't, you know, they can't go through the process. There's a process it takes to become a Super Bowl champion, and it's really, really hard, and it takes step by step, and they're always like fast forwarding to the end, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, even without Trayvon Diggs, that was a bad game overall. I mean, two red zone turnovers.
Trayvon Diggs didn't have
nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it.
They got gashed in their defense got gashed on running plays. Now, not consistently. I mean, it's not like Arizona ran all over them, but they did have that 42-yard touchdown that kind of changed the trajectory of the game. And Diggs is not responsible for Dak Prescott throwing another bad interception and not getting a touchdown earlier on that fourth down play.
Right.
Like those are the quarterback has to be better. And I always say this about Dak. I mean, Dak is talented. Don't get me wrong. He's a above league average quarterback or right about it. But if you rearrange the letters in Dak Prescott's name, you get Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Jason, good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much for being up early with us.
Anytime, guys.
Jason Cole. Bye. Also, check out his book, Elway, A Relentless Life. You can get that on Amazon. You get that in a number of other places. Elway, A Relentless Life by Jason Cole.